Space, a final frontier.
The immortal words of Captain James Kirk, hero of the original Star Trek TV series. Well, it turns out some of the gear that the crew of the Enterprise relied on influenced a generation of scientists and developers who grew up watching that show. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WHYY's Zach Seward has this story of a high-stakes medical device competition inspired by Star Trek and a research team in Philadelphia that is boldly going into the finals.
It all starts with the very first season of Star Trek, a dream of the 1960s, and one Dr. Leonard McCoy.
You're 4-0.
Four?
4-0, 100%. Sound of wind and limb.
The tricorder, a handheld medical device about the size of an old tape recorder for diagnosing the many ailments encountered by the crew of the Starship Enterprise.
Open your mouth.
Well, I thought the machine was...
The machine is capable of almost anything. I'll still put my trust in a healthy set of tonsils. Now open your mouth.
It lived on in the Star Trek universe, evolving over time. But now, here on 21st century Earth, the tricorder may become a real-life medical instrument. The final frontier is here.
Dr. Harris, room 9 now, please.
I'm Basil Harris. I'm an ER doctor based at the Lankenau Hospital. Right outside of Philadelphia, and that's what I do full-time, and my part-time endeavor is building tricorders.
Harris leads a team competing in the Qualcomm Tricorder X Prize, a challenge that dangles a $10 million carrot to build the next great consumer-focused health tool. And his team, called Final Frontier Medical Devices, is one of 10 finalists worldwide.
So the idea of the tricorder originally in the Star Trek world was a device that was still in the hands of Dr. McCoy.
But the entries into the tricorder competition go beyond that.
What XPRIZE has done is actually taken it a step further and taken the doctor out of the equation and making it into an autonomous device.
You can think of it as a really souped-up thermometer, a scanning device that records your vital signs and other health metrics, and then, here's the hard part, offers up a diagnosis of what's wrong with you.
It guides you through a process and has a dynamic flow to it. So if you have a certain set of symptoms, it'll guide you towards a certain set of tests that you might need.
That's what Harris's team is trying to achieve. Using a tablet and a few wireless monitoring devices, they're turning to the power of algorithms to basically put a doctor in the palm of your hand, something that asks you questions and guides you to the proper course of medical action.
It's a huge responsibility, and that is why we've done a validation study on our algorithms to understand, you know, are these algorithms robust enough?
It's an approach that makes Harris's team stand out, for better or worse. For instance, their device, unlike some other teams, doesn't deal with blood samples. Dr. Eric Veery, the technical and medical director of the Tricorder X Prize, says most of Final Frontier's competitors are taking a more sensor-heavy approach.
However, the Final Frontier team has really hung their hat on artificial intelligence. So their goal is to use artificial intelligence systems to be able to make queries to people and then using that zero in on the various possible medical conditions that a person might have.
Veery is also a physician at UC San Diego, and that's where the next big milestone in the XPRIZE competition takes place. Next summer, the 10 finalists have to deliver their prototype tricorders so they can be rigorously tested on volunteer patients suffering from the diseases outlined by the competition. There's over a dozen of those ailments, ranging from sleep apnea to stroke to tuberculosis. The device that can most accurately pinpoint the health conditions wins the big prize.
What we want to accomplish in our competition is to demonstrate the feasibility, the reality of that.
Veery is a Trekkie himself. He owns a Star Trek uniform, the blue one, of course, from sickbay. He says building another thing from Star Trek will be cool enough in and of itself. I mean, we already have mobile phones, which are kind of like the show's communicators.
All joking aside, I think one of the most important things that will happen from our competition is the use of the word tricorder. I think tricorder will become one of these words like Kleenex, you know, that ultimately becomes part of the parlance.
It's a grand vision shared by Basil Harris back at Lankenau Hospital. In a spare exam room dressed in scrubs, he says his emergency room work has absolutely informed how he's approaching this tricorder thing, namely, patient first.
I work here in the ER all the time, and people come in with little scraps of paper with their blood pressure readings, their glucose readings, and I imagine a day when patients are coming in and saying, hey, I have this tricorder device, and it's telling me that I have pneumonia, you know. And I want to be at a point where I trust that data.
It's still very early, Harris cautions. There will be plenty of regulatory hoops to jump through. But he's convinced personalized mobile health devices like this are the future. Consider it a moonshot within reach, another once wacky idea from science fiction made real.
Risk. Risk is our business. That's what the starship is all about. That's why we're aboard her.
For Here and Now, I'm Zach Seward in Philadelphia.
And Zach's story came to us from WHYY's science program, The Pulse. You're listening to Here and Now